prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, second hour. I do a four-hour radio show Monday through Friday, syndicated. Then I come in on Sundays with MS Communications and Genesis Communications. And we do a syndicated two-hour abbreviated final edition as we look at the week past and the week coming up. I do have a lot of news I'm going to be covering later, but I wanted to take more calls earlier in the show. Also, we'll talk about moves nationwide to force you to take inoculations. So we'll be discussing that as well. But right now, we're taking your phone calls, and we were talking to Chris in South Carolina. Chris, I think, was building up to saying he disagreed with me. He was saying how much he liked me and how he liked the website, but when I say such and such, then we had to go to break. I'm guessing that's the point. If you disagree, sir, you don't have to preface it that you still like me. You can just come right in with you disagree with me. In fact, we don't screen your calls here unless every once in a while I say first-time callers only, and then if you're not a first-time caller, we hang up on you if I recognize you. I do that every few months, but not very often. If you say you disagree, you go to the head of the line, though most people cheat and really don't disagree and then just get to the head of the line. And sometimes I think about suspending that long. I've been doing that for about 12 years. If you disagree, I think it's entertaining calls, and usually they're so ill-informed that it illustrates my point, and I can tear them up because I just go off the facts. So you're into football and baseball and acting tough, and I'm into actually learning how the world works. And it scares me how much I know, because I don't know that much, but compared to other people, it's like, it's just unbelievable how much I know. Let's go ahead and go back to Chris in South Carolina.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, I can't go through 2 hours of prefaces or how I interrupt. You got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
When I was watching your speech against the tyranny of the elite, there was a gut feeling in me that something wasn't right. And let me explain that, because second, last week on CNN, they had a segment that featured the D.C. Madam scandal, and they said, you know, everybody on the blogs is talking about it and how, you know, it wasn't a suicide and everything. Well, they featured your website on CNN, and I was thinking, you know, that's basically an advertisement for Prison Planet. We know how the mainstream media works. If they don't want to call attention to the source, they just ignore it. And those things do not sit right with me, and I had to ask myself a question when you were talking to G. Edward Griffin, who was one of my heroes, by the way, just like I did. I want people to ask themselves a question. Do you feel empowered or do you feel disempowered after listening to Alex Jones? Do you feel as if the movement is making a difference, or do you feel panicked, anxious, and cut off from thinking that anything can be done? And I think most people will come to the same conclusion I did. See, Alex, I don't know.
Hey, I'm going to put you on hold.
I'll
just let you go. How's that sound? I gave you about a minute and a half earlier. I just gave you about 2 minutes there, and that's not enough for you. Okay? Now, let me address just the false claim after false claim after false claim after false claim after innuendo and canards that you just threw out there. Okay? You sound like the agent calling into the show. You say you like G. Edward Griffin, but that I have him on, but that basically he's empowering people, but I'm not. I mean, that's basically what you're getting at. I bring G. Edward Griffin on, and he gets more members to his Freedom Force International than he gets in the previous year in one appearance on my show. Government agents don't have good people like G. Edward Griffin empowering people and exposing the private Federal Reserve on, and then say, here, raise lots of money for your group and get a bunch of people to join. Or bring Ron Paul on, who said that he got more support from my show than anyone else, and then empower a movement that's got the Trilateral Commission scared. This show is not about Alex Jones, number one. It's not about getting so obsessed with me that we sit here, you know, wondering about Alex Jones. The media has to respond to me at times. the media has to cover me sometimes. Not very much. I probably get on national television about 3 times a year. And generally, it's when they want a clip of some big guy I've got on, like Willie Nelson saying 9/11 is an inside job, or Governor Ventura. And they will take a clip of that, and they've got to say where it came from. CNN or Fox will call up and say, we want that clip. What do you want? How much money do you want? And I say, I don't want any money. Just say Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. And they say, thank you. We're going to fax something over. We need you to sign it. Boom, I sign it. Now, CNN called me, and the producers wanted to have me on a bunch of their shows, and they always called back and said, yeah, the higher-ups don't want you on. I actually had A.J. Hammer, who, by the way, knows us an inside, well, I want to say that. Behind the scenes, I've talked to him. There are some good people at CNN and Fox and everywhere else. They're not all agents. It's the higher-ups. And they're fans of the show. They have me on a few times. It gets record ratings. And then I talk to their producers, and they go, yeah, we want you on, but the higher-ups, the execs above programming called and said, do not put him on anymore. And I've had TV execs call me and go, your Q scores are incredible on television. People just cannot stop looking at you. And I'm not saying I'm good-looking. That's not what it is. It's kind of like Rodney Dangerfield. You can't stop looking at him. And he's an old fat guy. It's that people can't stop looking at me. I mean, it just TV execs have told me, and they've actually had my Q scores done at some companies without me even knowing, and later told me about it, very high. Very high. For some reason, my mannerisms, the way I look, the way I talk, really, and so they're like, man, we love having you on. Our ratings go out the roof. But then they get calls and say, don't have him on. So if you really want to get into all this, I can explain it to you. Yes, CNN attacked me and said that she didn't commit suicide and that I was basically wrong, was the whole part of the piece, and showed PrisonPlanet.com. And then played a clip, and let's talk about another CNN I didn't know about, of my show. They call one day and ask to use it. They call the next and say, oh, we're not going to have you on Nancy Grace and this other show and this show and that show, but can we still use the clip? And I said, yeah, I told you. Leave me alone. Use the clip. And so, see, I've just burned about 5 minutes explaining this. Let me tell you something. Patriots tell you you are empowered. You have an effect. They work with others. But I am trying to scare you. I'm scared. I mean, I'm concerned. I am saying, I mean, is a buoy, when I'm out on Lake Travis with friends fishing, and I see a hazard buoy, do I go, how dare them try to scaremonger? No, there's a big submerged rock. You know, there's a cliff face sticking out. It's 2 feet under the water that'll rip the bottom of your boat off. So they got a buoy saying hazard. And so I come on and go, this is serious. You know, that's why I've woken up more people than anybody else in this movement. Everybody says it. Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Jack McClan, they all say it. So judge a tree by its fruits. Am I effective? Yes. Do I break major stories and work my butt off? Yes. Am I trying to build a more effective organization? Yes. Am I perfect? No. But I mean, I wake up all these people, and I tell you you're empowered, and I empower all these other groups, and you go, I got a bad feeling when CNN was reporting on you. Well, yeah, they called up and said, you want money? They always want to give you money at $500, $1,000, and then they always got to check back if they'll put your website up. I want my website covered. You're going to play my clip. So that's what that was, goofball. Oh my gosh, I'm in league with him. If I was in league with him, it'd be Alex Jones, the phenomenon. Waking America up. He's a great guy. He's got millions of listeners. Instead, it's Nightline calling up wanting to do a huge hit piece on me, like they basically did on Scientologist, which I don't like and I'm not affiliated with. The point is it was the same MO, same producers. I had the guy that did the hit piece on Michael Jackson, did a hit piece for History Channel, spent millions attacking me. I mean, folks, let me give you a little cue. When CNN's saying Prison Planet's wrong, and when the guy that did the major piece on Michael Jackson sicked on me, and Nightline's begging to interview me for 6 months straight, and producing some huge hit piece, oh, yes, I'm bad. My God, is it going to take them blowing my head off in the street or planting drugs on me or IRSing my butt out of existence for you to think I... Look, stop sucking your thumb about Alex Jones and whether I'm good or not. You're good. Supposedly, you go out and do a radio show. You take action. What a diversion. What a distraction. What a waste of time. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll get into a bunch of news, and then your calls. I got to cover news now. Stay with us. It's huge. PrisonPlanet.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Said I wasn't going to take any more calls while I was done with news. Howard, Robert, Steve, Howard, Tim, Tony, Mark, and others. Because I've got all this news here in front of me, but when somebody disagrees, they go to the head of the line, and I just can't help it. On my screen, it says, I hate you, you suck, I disagree with everything you say, you lie about everything, nothing you say is true. Again, we don't screen your calls, but if you want to volunteer some hateful screed, you know, for me to know what it's about, we will certainly read that out on air. And so let's see if the person can contain themselves and not use profanity for we have to delay them out, and it's not delayed on the Internet. We need to do something about that. We don't want to hurt the ears of the people online there. Let's go ahead and go to Howard in New York. Howard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First of all, I said I disagree with you, and I don't like you. I didn't say you suck or anything like that.
Okay, well, whatever. That's what they said you said.
All right, second.
You're on the air now, sir. Go ahead.
Give me 2 minutes to interrupt me, okay? Then you can say anything.
I know. You got to always act like you got the power and you're setting the ground rules. Sir, make your point or I'm going to hang up on you.
Okay. I've read your website a few times, and I've listened to a few guests you had on. And I see all these articles you have on your website talking bad about Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, Ariel Sharon, and the like. And I feel, in my opinion, you're no better than George Galloway, no better than Ray McGovern, no better than Mel Gibson. In my opinion, I think you're anti-Semite. And I just heard you say that Israel has 400 nuclear weapons. How do you know that? And if they did, they're the only civilized country in the Middle East, surrounded by a bunch of maniacs who want to
bomb
them.
Hold on, this is all crazy here. Are you saying I'm lying about Israel having nukes?
Well, how do you know? Prove that.
Well, Mr. Morninu and a bunch of other people have come out, and Israel has admitted in a bunch of declassified documents because the media has only lied in the U.S. and said they didn't have nukes all these years, but now it's admitted. I mean, it's admitted, sir. You're saying I'm lying about that?
Well, I never read an article saying that.
Okay, hold on. You don't want to put me on hold. I actually hung up on him. Sir, call back in. We'll keep a line open for you. I missed the number there and hit the wrong button. Listen. I can't do this with you, okay? I mean, I can't be in this delusional world with you. I can't do it anymore. All right, brother? I can't live in an imaginary world anymore. I won't do it. See, most Americans think if something's your opinion, that makes it so. He said, I'd like to see your article. I'd like to see your proof of that. They've arrested a bunch of their scientists that worked at these labs. They've had nukes since the early 1960s. The United States gave it to them. They've got, of course, former President Jimmy Carter, and then Israel got mad and said he released classified info. They said it was true. A few weeks ago said, hey, you got 200 and something nukes. That's how much he knew when he was in office. It's 400. The real number is more like 800. If you want to get technical, it's 800. But the mainline scholarly amount admitted the last time stuff got leaked in the early 90s was 400. They got German Dolphin subs. They've got cruise missiles, bombers, everything. And so I say Israel's got 400 nukes, whether it's 200 or 900, whatever. They got hundreds of nuclear weapons. It's hypocritical to say that Iran's going to get one when the UN and everybody else says, and our own CIA assessment says they don't have nukes. To then say, well, they might get one someday, so we want to nuke them. They said, hit them with a bunch of strategic nukes. Which then, by the way, will add and create isotopes with a ground detonation, much dirtier than an atmospheric, because then the atmosphere, it doesn't create a lot of fallout. Fallout's the combination of the reaction and the surrounding metals and compounds. You know what a little bit of cobalt will do? Just a little bit in the ground where that nuke goes off? I mean, let's say a little bit of cobalt in a machine at that base, and they have, by the way, cobalt and things there. You know, that, I mean, just hundreds of different metals create incredibly radioactive isotopes, and they want to hit them with hundreds of strategic nukes all over Iran at all their research sites, destroying their entire infrastructure. That will be thrown into the air and we'll breathe it. Okay? So as an American who pays all this tax money to Israel, and I don't like it going to Egypt, Israel, Russia, China, I don't like it going to hundreds of countries. I'm against all this foreign aid. And Ron Paul comes out and says, I'm against foreign aid. Why is it? Do people say I'm anti-Egyptian because I'm against them getting foreign aid? You ought to go look at all the Nazi sites that attack me because, I don't come out and say Jews are the devil. So, but at the same time, I don't appreciate, and that's why Israel's lost so much credibility, is calling former presidents and calling anybody that's against attacking Iran an anti-Semite, when, you know, both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps, and one of them crashed and almost died. The other was a gunner. One was a pilot, one was a gunner. And he never, until after he died, he just said, oh, I was in the Army, and then we found out he was in B-17s and a gunner going into Germany. How dare you, when I almost don't exist, because my grandfathers both almost died fighting Hitler. How dare you? I mean, now it's basically implied that America's Nazi Germany. And America's bad. And America has got a... And I'll tell you something, too. I don't like the fact that Israel's been caught spying on this country so much. And I don't like the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu's mother founded the Mossad. He's known to be a dual citizen. And he is known to be Homeland Security head. He wants to use Israeli companies, this is Reuters, to run domestic checkpoints and train our police to have domestic checkpoints in America violate my Fourth Amendment. I wouldn't like a Mexican company doing that, or a Russian company, or an Israeli company. And it's my right under the First Amendment to say that I don't like that. And how dare you, when I almost don't exist, both my grandfathers almost died, in the defense of this country in the air, and in the defense of the Jewish people, and the defense against Hitler, and you call here, and you go to a World War II veteran who fought for this country in the Pacific, like Jimmy Carter, and say he's an anti-Semite because it's on video, Israeli police shooting Palestinian children and laughing. That's wrong. And then when you defend that, you then make the entire Israeli uniform disgraced. Just like when our troops torture people, they disgrace our uniform. It's people like that disgracing Israel and disgracing this country, not people speaking out against it. I mean, is this country a politically correct cult or something? I mean, Ray McGovern was a top CIA analyst for George Bush Sr. and Ronald Reagan. He reported before we attacked there was no WMDs and that they falsified the reports. That's now all come out. Is Scott McClellan anti-Israel? I mean, can't we just say we don't want World War III? The mainstream media is reporting that if they attack Iran for at least a year, we will have $12 a gallon gas. You know what that'll do to the rest of the economy? I don't want to have nuclear fallout. I don't want to kill more Arabs and Central Asians. I don't want bad things to happen. This is incredible. I have my First Amendment right to say I don't want war, along with 80% of the American people. And 80% of the American people know they're not anti-Semitic. Frankly, I never even think about Israel or Jews or people until the media brings it up and says, if you don't support nuking Iran, you love Hitler. How dare you? My very existence was threatened. And many of you lost your grandfathers and people fighting Hitler, and then we get called that. That is outrageous. We'll be right back with more news, stuff that actually matters, not little mindless diversions. They're coming to forcibly inoculate you. Stay with us.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Redress.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, during the break, I Googled nuclear weapons Israel. Thousands of Reuters, AP, Washington Post, universities, encyclopedias, but they're all anti-Semitic. They all hate Israel. So I thought I'd go to Haaretz for you, the third largest paper in Israel. And it goes on to say that, of all places in the world, Jimmy Carter chose a book fair on the banks of the River Wye in Wales as a spot from which to put an official end to Israel's nuclear ambiguity. One cannot exaggerate the importance of the former American president's statement that Israel has 150 nuclear bombs. That's back when he was in office, they did. More than all these estimates and leaks about Israel's nuclear program over the past 5 decades, Carter's comments on Sunday gave official admission to Israel's status as a nuclear power. And it goes into Vanunu and all those, you know, they've arrested. Jane's Weapons Quarterly, which is the Encyclopedia of Weapons, says they've got about 800. Israel's also got race-specific bioweapons that kill certain races. So does the U.S., so does South Africa, so do the Russians. That's stuff that kills certain groups of people. And Dick Cheney wrote, in Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000, page 46, that they need to legitimize in the media killing certain races of people with bioweapons. I mean, my gosh, folks, I think it's time to be in reality. I didn't write that. The vice president did. And PNAC had their website up for 10 years. They just took it down last week and made news, but it's been cached by universities. That is saved. Heaven help us, folks. You know, I just covered the news here on this show, and that guy said, how do you know? How do you prove it? Why are you talking about something that's classified? Like, I'm lying, A, they've got weapons, or like, if he says I'm not allowed to say they have them, it doesn't. I mean, this is bizarre. This is bizarre, but that's just, I guess, what we've turned into in this country. I'll never forget a couple months ago, they had the White House press secretary. She's up there. And they say, is it true that most of the gas price increases are because the dollar's been devalued? Is it true the dollar's been devalued? And like four reporters asked her, we played the clip on the show, I think it was even the Sunday show. They kept saying, is it true? Is it true the dollar's been devalued? Is it true? Can the White House, because the media will never say, all the foreign press admits it. It's a set number on the world market every day in currency market trading. I mean, it's like asking what the top temperature was in your city a day. I mean, you can go look it up. It's like asking the temperature that ice freezes. It's like asking, just anything. It's just absolute fact. But see, our media doesn't do that. They go, is it true they've got news? Can we say it? We're such lapdogs. Oh, is it true the dollar's been devalued? And she said, I can't answer that. I'll be fired if I tell you. I've been told not to tell you. And so the media said, well, we can't say whether the dollar's been devalued in world currency markets because the White House won't tell us. That's like saying, White House, how do I zip my pants? Can you do it for me? Is this a zipper? I mean, this is a nation of total zombies. I can't believe what we've turned into. But see, used to people didn't watch TV. They read newspapers 4 or 5 hours a day for entertainment. And even though that had a lot of propaganda in it 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago, still, you know, there would be 10, 15 papers in a city the size of New York, or 4 or 5 in Dallas, or 5 or 6 in Houston, or 6 or 7 in Detroit. And they would compete and have different angles, and or you'd find out this paper was the establishment one, and this one was the muckraking. And not now. It's just, he said there's news, he's a liar. I bet that caller was really mad that I was pointing out our government is Al-Qaeda, runs Al-Qaeda publicly. You know, maybe I should pull up the White House press release from September last year where they said, yes, we are launching guerrilla groups in Iran, 4 years after we reported it. And it's already been going on. And yes, they are killing and bombing. And they have generals on Fox saying, yeah, we need to blow things up and bomb people on the streets of Tehran. Who are those people? They're Wahhabis from Saudi Arabia, Al-Qaeda! And I'm sorry, it's coming out. I mean, you know what? How about I type into Google, Israel creates fake terror groups, and I'll be on Jerusalem Post and Haaretz and UPI and AP, but never made our news, never made the big nightly news about Anna Nicole Smith or OJ's new trial or whatever the new ridiculous diversion is. I mean, is Haaretz bad? Should I report that Israel created fake al-Qaeda groups to bomb innocent Jews every time to end the peace process? I mean, is Haaretz anti-Israel? No. There's a lot of people in Israel that don't like what's happening. In fact, more than half in many of the polls, but the military government doesn't care. And they play this parliamentary game of never letting the people get control. Now, are there some real Arabs that want to stab and kill and shoot and bomb Israelis? Yes. Is it tribal warfare going on for thousands of years? I mean, those tribes have been killing each other for 3,000 years. They're all intermarried. They do their genotype. It's the same group. The Arabs and the Jews are killing each other. It's absolutely ridiculous. They're all cousins. Paul's looking at me with a quizzical look. What, you didn't know that the Arabs and the Jews are the same people? Yeah, it's just, yeah. No, I mean, I'm asking, do you have a question? Yeah, no. See, it goes back to Jacob. It's in the Old Testament, the Torah. Probably anti-Semitic to read the Bible. I know I'm evil. I'm sorry. You know, the Bible probably is, you know. And it says they're the same. Yeah. Abraham had one wife, and she couldn't get pregnant. And so then he went and took a concubine. And then that's, you know, they say that's the Arab lineage. Okay? And then yes, they did have multiple wives. And yes, that does come from, well, that's even pre-quote Israelite, but yeah, but the whole region forever, people have had multiple wives. That's been phased out in Judaism, but yes, that's exactly right. Oh my gosh, I'm some kind of thought criminal. It's kind of like Idiocracy. Have you seen that movie where if you can talk, they arrest you? You know, the guy says, "I have rights, I have freedoms," and they go, "He's talking like a criminal," or "He's talking like a," and they come and arrest him. He's talking fancy. Taser him. He knows how to Google and read Haaretz saying Israel fakes terror attacks. So, my gosh, he doesn't like Israel. I'm not allowed to read out of Haaretz. I'm bad because I don't want endless war and killing. You see, because I am for humanity, I want every African child to not be shot up with AIDS virus-laden vaccines and die, which they admit they've done. I want every Jewish child, whether they're Roman Jews or Ashkenazi, I don't care. I want everybody, whether they're German, whether they're from the Sudetenland or whether they're Alsatian. I want Mongolian Chinese to have good lives and their children to do well and to explore space together. See, I don't stoop to the tribal level. I'm sorry. All governments are corrupt and evil because evil people always want control. And yes, there are evil Germans. There are evil Chinese. There are evil British. There are evil Jews. But if you say with some people that Israel ever did wrong or ever did anything bad, even though their last couple of prime ministers had to step down because of bribery, well, ours do that too. The ADL says you're a Hitler lover. And I'm sorry, I'm not the Simon Wiesenthal Center in the ADL that have given awards to Arnold Alo Schwarzenegger, who gave out Hitler records, Heil Hitler in front of people, Rolling Stone reported, said he admired Hitler and wanted to be a dictator, and wears Nazi belt buckles on the cover of Time magazine. And I frankly don't appreciate the fact that I protested him and that I protested the Klan and other groups and that you have given a Nazi an award. I think that is something you need to explain. Very shameful. Oh, boy. I don't know how I'm going to cover this news that affects everybody and take your calls. Here it is in front of me. Worst vaccine bill ever, 6 compulsory shots for all children. Instead of having a real thought process, let's just have a chilling effect. Let's just say you're anti-government. It's kind of like if you're against war, you're supposedly anti-Israel. And it says the government's going to try to force you to take shots, no consent, and that they'll give your children shots without your consent. Now, they're already claiming they have this power. They really don't. Now they're coming in with their fraud. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, totally packed blitz on the other side.
Are you tired of raised eyebrows and shrugging shoulders? Hi, I'm Director William Lewis. Have you ever tried to convince your neighbor or loved one that serious problems exist within our own government? If you said yes, then you know how hard it is to effectively get your message across. Now, the American people have a new tool in their arsenal. Let me introduce you to my latest documentary. Washington, You're Fired was designed to be an educational tool for alerting Americans to current and pending legislation that affects the daily lives of everyone in this country. It's a cry for justice and for change with a very simple blueprint for correcting our mistakes, taking back our government, and restoring our Constitution. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. It's time to rally the troops and refresh the Tree of Liberty. Please join us today. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states 4 times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenoir City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The birth of a baby should be one of the most exciting moments that a couple will ever experience. But an aggressive campaign to screen newborn infants turned that moment into a nightmare for one Indianapolis couple. It's a story that you'll see only on 24 Hour News 8.
This is little Kate Ellis. She's healthy and normal, but her birth was traumatic for her parents. It started just minutes after little Kate was born.
A doctor walked in and told her that he was going to have to administer methadone.
Methadone for a newborn baby? New dad Mike Ellis was shocked and then worried about giving such a powerful drug to his daughter.
I knew methadone. I've heard in the past that that is for people that...
If you go to InfoWars.com, you can see the whole five-minute newscast. I got so much I don't have time to cover it all. I should have covered it the first. But what they do is, coast to coast, in your medical records, if you had wisdom teeth pulled while you were pregnant, they go ahead and take your kids. If you were in a car wreck and they put you on drugs, it mattered if you were on them at the time. They tested her, tested the baby, no drugs. And they said, we don't care what's in your medical records. We're taking your child. And they've got quotas. And you know, the cops lie and say they don't have quotas for tickets, but that's come out. They do. These are public quotas by law for a certain amount of kids to seize every day. And anybody who goes to a hospital, they don't tell you that when they take your blood and stuff that it's run for the police. And, in fact, a lot of drugs have false positives, and they look for hundreds of different things. And so a lot of times a false positive. Here they said no drugs. It just said that she'd taken some hydrocortisone when she'd been in a car wreck early on in pregnancy. And he came in and said, we're going to give him this drug. And they said, why? And they said, we're taking your kid. And then, of course, the baby. I mean, this is who they are. You've been trained like domesticated animals to let the enemy just take your children. Now, you know all the media all over the country lies every year at the start of school and says it's the law, your child's got to be vaccinated. It's not the law. Total lie. D.C., District of Criminals, tried to pass a law a few years ago. They couldn't. Now the state of New York is trying to do it. England's trying to do it. Now they can't have it both ways. I know you believe their lie, most of you, that it's a law, you got to take shots. There isn't. Well, then why would they need a law if there is no law? You see, there is no law. They just kick you out of school and say you're truant. And then they come after you for that. It's a trick. But there's no law. You've got to have shots to be in school, so they commit a crime by kicking you out. Key story up on InfoWars.net. That's links to all of these mainstream news articles. Up on InfoWars.net, top story, worst vaccine bill ever seeks compulsory shots for all children. Activist group calls for defense of right to exemption in New York State. A pending New York State Assembly bill dubbed the worst vaccine bill ever by one activist group would see all vaccines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention made mandatory for all children, including infants and toddlers. Assembly Bill 10942. So this is a forced medical procedure. And, of course, the door's open then. Introduced at the and this all started with eugenics. They used to sterilize you here without it, but that got thrown out decades ago. Introduced at the request of Richard Daines, the commissioner of New York State Health Department, calls for changes to the law in order to make recommended inoculation compulsory in order for children to attend school. See, when the con was working of lying and saying it was the law, I had the state attorney on from Maryland a few months ago. They had 1,500 kids lined up in St. George County crying, dogs barking at them, getting shots outside a courthouse. And I had him on. I said, but that wasn't a law. And he said, yeah, but it's best for them to you know, take their shots and do it. But I said, but they all thought it was the law. And he goes, yeah, I know. I don't vaccinate my kids. Started laughing. It's real funny. It's so funny. So funny. Even if you're for these shots, is lying good? The bill would also permit the administration of vaccines for sexually transmitted infections. And again, the human papilloma shot, Gardasil, doesn't protect you from it. They admit. Go to Gardasil's website. It says, doesn't protect you from the cancer virus, but if you already have it, as about half the population does, then it does give you cancer, a 45% increase. Ha! But again, you won't believe me. You won't go read Gardasil's own website. Listen to this. This is hundreds. There's over 50-plus shots that they are going to force you to do. The group's press release highlights the key points of the bill, and I've read the bill. It says elected New York representatives would no longer determine the mandatory schedule of vaccines to attend school. Decisions made by the Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization Practice would automatically become mandatory. All children, infants, and toddlers included in New York would be required to get all vaccines recommended by the ACIP, whether you go to public school or not. All children in New York of age 18 would be required to get annual flu shots. Good God. All girls in New York would be required to get a human papillomavirus shot. See, this is going to be the tyranny. The whole New World Order system is going to be SWAT teams coming with it. Notice the cops all over now without warrants or pulling you over, taking blood. It's about getting past that comfort zone. The cops don't know why they're doing it, but I've read the federal documents. It's the psychology of getting in your face, making you do all this, of getting in that comfort zone, of violating that Fourth Amendment. All junior high school children and college students will be required to get meningital shots, very dangerous. Doctors will be required to issue certificates for every shot given, and parents will be required to maintain the records, that's indentured servitude, violation of one of the amendments, and provide them to school and other authorities. And it just goes on, folks. You go read the bill. This is all over the country. They're trying to do this in the next legislative session of Texas. Now, all major vaccines for 50 years have been found to have cancer viruses in them. Cancer has gone from 1 in 33 to 1 in 3. And I've had Dr. Salk play clips of him, the inventor of the polio shot, admitting hundreds of millions of Americans were given a cancer virus, millions died of cancer from it. But it doesn't stop there. And this is eugenics. This is done by design. The doctors don't know. It's compartmentalized. I have all the government documents. And they're coming. So you were going along with it, 90-plus percent of you. Now, like they have a cover on Time Magazine, if we don't inoculate everyone, diseases will spread. But wait a minute, if the shot protects you idiots that take it, then why would you need us to take it who aren't? See, that's another lie. They talk to you like you're kids. Oh, if you haven't had the vaccine, then you know that will spread it to people that have. But I thought the vaccine protects you. Do you know what's in these vaccines? Do you know they ordered 14 million first responders in 2002 to take smallpox, and only 4,000 did and 100-plus died? And so the other cops, firemen, emergency workers all refused it? So this is going to be pretty cute because they've now done emergency training for forced inoculation, admittedly. They got 26,000 preachers telling their flocks under federal payments secretly. They're telling the flocks publicly, but it's secret, and I broke that here before it came out in the mainstream news, to tell them to take their shots and go to camps, but the cops giving the shots won't take it. Oh, yeah, baby. We're talking hardcore. Roll up your sleeve. Hitler was funded by this country, and he wanted to do all this through the shots as well. We got calls from Thailand, Germany, Indiana, Oregon, everywhere. You know, I'm going to rampage through your calls. Each caller gets about a minute. Folks, government didn't used to always be like this. Government isn't your God. They can't be your nanny and make you take shots. What's next? Under socialized health care, they're going to tell you what you can eat. Barack Obama's already said that. Tracking with your carbon footprint. You'll pay extra for meat, they're admitting. Tracking every purchase you make. I told you that 10 years ago. Now it's been announced. England's trying to pass it. I know what I'm talking about. I figured it out. We're under attack. We're all in great danger. And most people are compartmentalized and can't see it. They call her from Thailand. Tim in Thailand, you're on the air. Go ahead. Howard in Thailand, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead, Howard. You're on the
what?
Air from Thailand.
Yeah, I I'm from Philadelphia originally. I've been here 2 years.
Okay, fine. You're in Thailand. Are you in Thailand?
Yes.
Okay, my board says Thailand. Go ahead.
Here's my question. Building number 7, what are the prevailing theories as to why they brought that down with a controlled demolition?
Yes.
Why they did... We know why they did the Twin Towers. Why did they do Building 7?
CIA, FBI, the entire building was filled with spooks. Every intelligence agency under the sun. There's 16 intelligence agencies. All 16 were in the building. Then Defense Intelligence, Army Intelligence, everything. We know they had the city command bunker. We believe they ran the attacks out of that building and then blew up the evidence. We believe they were probably either going to fly Flight 93 into the White House or into Building 7. And when the flight got shot down by the happy hooligans out of North Dakota who refused stand-down order and shot it down with two AIM-9 Sidewinders. I have that from one top general and from pilots. This is vitally dangerous info, by the way, folks. But they had to then go ahead and blow it.
Yeah, I've been curious about that because I looked at the various angles of the building, and it wouldn't be that easy to hit with a plane. There's not that much of it there.
Well, when you're doing something about fly-by-wire, they can fly those planes, you know, and hit an X if they want.
Well, if I got 30 seconds, let me tell you something. I'm a pilot. I'm a private pilot. On the day of 9/11, I got a friend called me up. He said, "Wake up, turn on your TV." The first thing I said to him when I saw the second plane hit was, "There is no way that that anybody without real skill flew those airplanes."
I've interviewed combat vets, the former head of the Star Wars program, astronauts who are also top pilots, and they said that only about half the time could they, you know, execute what happened at the towers. And they said the Pentagon, maybe Chuck Yeager could have done it. Maybe Chuck Yeager.
That's a big maybe.
Yeah, maybe Chuck Yeager. I appreciate your call. We're out of time. Okay, let's take a quick one here from Germany. Take us out of here, Sam from Deutschland. Sorry to the others. Hit me fast.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Hey, Alex, first of all, I want to call up and say, man, that was a funny comment on the anti-Semite deal. That's the typical answer, right? You know, if you don't go along with the program, you're anti-Semite.
Listen, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Out of time. See you back tomorrow, back next Sunday. God bless you all, InfoWars.com. It's the place to be.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
On September